I'm very proud of the guys, I really am. The way that they've gone about it today, I don't think anybody can have any regrets. You know, as you said, that victory against Yorkshire, it really did, the intensity, everything about it, the atmosphere and the quality of the cricket just felt like a final to us. And then be asked 30 minutes later to go back out there and perform in a true final. It is a huge ask. I don't think people realise the intensity of T20 cricket. You know, you're putting your bodies on the line, and certainly mentally, it's just testing you all the time. So it's to go back out 30 minutes later. I didn't even have time to fill in a team sheet for the toss. It was a huge ask. But look, I think North Ends deserved the victory. You know, the way that Cobb went through that innings and showed the power that he's got. You know, we weren't quite good enough in the end, but we put ourselves in a position to win it, and we weren't quite good enough on our day.
Josh Cobb made 80. Alex Wakeley, though, has been key to what they've achieved today. He put on 123 for the fourth wicket in their semi-final victory over Notts, which was a record, and then he was involved in that stand with Josh Cobb of 120 against you. Two fourth wicket stands today, both in the 120s from North Ends. They hadn't done it before.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you want people to stand up, don't you, and put in the big performances when it's needed, and those two guys did. You know, we tried everything, we threw everything at them, but, you know, whether it be catches dropping short or whatever, it just didn't turn out for us. But, look, I'm genuinely delighted for the guys. It's a great experience for them to... for a young group of lads to experience finals day. Of course, we would love for a win, the trophy, but it's another notch of experience for them, and hopefully we'll be better for it in the future.
It's a pity Keaton Jennings wasn't on the winning side, because his score of 88 was the highest by anybody at a finals day, apparently, so he's created a little bit of history there, but probably not wanting to celebrate that right now.
Yeah, look, it was a great innings, and just shows how much... Keaton Jennings has improved as a cricketer, and you know, he's taken the responsibility at the top of the order. We had Phil Mistred there, and probably what, 3-4 games ago, and he's gone off to Gloucestershire. We had Callum McLeod at number 3 a few games ago, so we've chopped and changed around. We've had quite a lot of adversity off the pitch, but still, you know, we put ourselves in positions of winning competitions and trophies, and we're not blessed with overseas pros, and unfortunately, but youngsters went out there and give it their all, and that's all you can ask for. And you know, Woody and Stokes, who showed their class today, and really did help us nearly get over the line.
We're at Edgbaston, scene of a famous win, I think, in the week you turned 40 earlier this year in the county championship. You play Warwickshire next up on Tuesday in Chesley Street. You've had a lot of travelling in recent weeks, and the games are coming thick and fast, because you're right at the business end of the season now, and there's still an awful lot to play for in the county championship.
Yeah, there's so much to play for. You know, if you look at the table, it's so tight at the moment. So still a chance that something special could happen, but we've got to you know, get our heads back down to four-day cricket and play at the standards that we have done earlier on the season. So still plenty to look forward to, and I'm sure the lads are really looking forward to what is going to be a huge last month or so for the season.
I was just totting up the league table today. I think there's something like 14 points between second and where you are in seventh spot. It's changing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've got a game in hand as well, I think, from the top spot. So look, we want to go out there and keep winning and trying to put teams under pressure. That's what we want to do for the final part of the season. In past history, we've tended to finish the seasons off pretty strongly for whatever reason, and hopefully we can do that again.
You have a bus ride tomorrow to go home, dwell on this on the bus on the way home, and then get it out the system and start to refocus come Monday for Tuesday.
Yeah, look, you can. I guess you can always have the ifs and buts. If we won the toss, should we have gone out and batted? Should we continue bowling? All that kind of stuff. Literally got no regrets. It's as simple as that. You know, as you said, we'll get this out of our system. I think we should really keep our heads held high. We've not let anybody down in terms of what we've done today. We tried our best, and it just wasn't good enough. So we'll keep our heads held high and move on to Tuesday against a very good Warwickshire side.